The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, haere mai. Welcome along, Hatu is in the house. From my house to your house, whether you're in the dog house, the poor house, the nut house, the murder house, Parliament House, or the House of the Rising Sun, we'll be dealing with some of the important issues of the day, local, regional, national, and international, plus sampling some of the most amazing local talent, and dipping into a few tracks you may or may not have ever heard before. So buckle up and stay tuned for the next half hour, because Hatu is in the fire. Hatu is in the house. Proudly sponsored by Taste of Turkey, Motueka's authentic traditional Turkish kitchen, 92 High Street. And the 2023 Motueka AMP show, Saturday, 2nd December, at the Marchwood Park Showgrounds. Be there, okay?
So I've got Darren Watson on the line here from Wellington.
Thanks. Yeah, no, good to be here.
So you're mostly a blues man, but you've also got some political, satirical ditties that go back as far as a couple of elections ago. Is that right?
Yeah. I released a song in 2014 in the lead up to the election called Planet King, which was quite popular for a minute there. Not quite as popular as John Key, of course. I mean, how could it be? But then we ran into a bit of trouble. So,
what sort of trouble?
Well, the Electoral Commission decided to send us advice that, in their opinion, that the song was an electoral advertisement, and certainly. So it broke the Electoral Act, and it broke the Broadcasting Act, apparently. So it couldn't be sold, and it couldn't be broadcast. So effectively, they banned it. But, I mean, not in so many words. They just said, you know, we advise you that we think it's in breach of these acts, and if you don't take it down, you'll be up for a fine of, I can't remember how much it was, some obscene thousands of dollars. And so we decided to take it down, and we got a lawyer, and we ended up going to the High Court and challenging that decision. And yeah, about 9 or 10 months later, we got the decision back that we won. But, and then the Electoral Commission appealed, and we had to go through all again at the Court of Appeal. So, and we got that back. And turns out that it is just a song after all, and that the Electoral Commission infringed our Bill of Rights, blah, 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 blah. Our freedom of expression, basically, by trying to say that it broke those laws. It didn't. And I thought that was a good thing. It was horrible at the time, but it was great to get that result so that people can say what they like about current events and people doing things in their art, whatever form it takes, whether it's a cartoon or writing or a song, shouldn't really make any difference.
Okay, well, let's have a listen to Planet Key.
Show. All I wanted when I was growing up was to be the boss of you all. Never believed in nothing, never took a stand. I owe it all to my mother. Now that I'm almost a man, and I'm up here on Planet Key. It's all for one, and it's all for me. I'm up here on Planet Key. You think I'm faking? You're not mistaken. Politician, the kind you long to believe. the fools who want to ruin this country with all the taxes and rules. And I'm up here on planet Key. You got the money, that's enough for me. I'm up here on planet Key. You think I'm joking? There's gonna be smoke here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no, but now I'm living it big. I marvel how much you trust me. I hide the truth like this wig, people, and I. Up here on planet Key, in the land where the rich are free, I'm up here on planet Key, immune to GFCB. I'm up here on planet Key. You want compassion, don't vote for me. I'm up here on planet Key. The clock is ticking.
Okay.
Great track. Did you make any money out of that?
Yeah, it was it did really well for a little while. I think between me and Jeremy, who made the song, I think we turned over about $800 in royalties, which is, considering it cost me more than that to record it, and Jeremy basically made the video for nothing. So yeah, it wasn't a money making thing. But hell, I mean, we kind of said what we wanted to say, and it did its thing for the time that they let it do its thing. So, yeah, it is what it is.
So you got this new song. Tell us a little bit about what's inspired this one.
Yeah, well, I think like a few other people, I'm kind of sadly addicted to watching Parliament TV, and I saw Sam Uffendale get up in the House and give a rather embarrassing speech, which was so entitled and unself-aware and misogynistic and sexist and just completely and utterly out of touch, all in one kind of 3-minute speech, really, or 4 minutes, I think it took 5 minutes or something. It was really short, but it was like, and it just, some of the things that he actually said just jumped into my head, as the title of the song is Looking Like the Everyday Man, which is something that he actually said, and I thought that was so revealing, that he's kind of admitting to acting, putting on his national jacket and going to the supermarket, looking like the everyday man. Not being the everyday man, mind you, just looking like the everyday man. And I thought that really struck me, so that was what fired it off. And yeah, and there's a few other lines I borrowed that I quote in the song. So yeah, I just, the amount of entitlement in that speech just shocked me, and so it fired up this little bug in me that got me writing the song. And yeah, and I came away and listened back to it. I'm like, my lord, that sounds like Elvis Costello. So I've decided to release it under the name Elvis Costo Living, just for a bit of a joke on myself, really. And yeah, we'll pop it out and see what happens. Just kind of making my point, as is my want. And it's completely radically different from anything I've done before, musically speaking. So yeah, it's just a bit of fun, really.
So let's hear a bit of Everyday Man from Elvis Costa Living.
Take the shopping list off my wife and go out there and fill up the trolley. Not only is it an excellent way to get a bit of publicity with a National Party jacket on my back looking like the everyday man, it gives my wife a break, and I get to understand what the current prices are.
The kid had to death with a bed leg when I was a young man.
did hit with a wink to the bad egg, thanks to my mom and dad. Never had to do a thing to make up for all the things that I probably oughta. I was certainly summa cum laude for sure. But now I'm looking like the everyday man. Then. I might have said some stuff to a girl in her bedroom when I was a young man. Never got the blame, just gossip in the common room, cause big ties understand. I can't do what I want when I want to. Consequences are for those not entitled to everything I was given the day I was born. And now I'm looking like the everyday man. Looking like the everyday man. Join us now and we will show you you can be better than. I help my missus with the shopping. Doesn't hurt to do her chores. I get to see cheese prices shocking them. When they leave their factory floor. But I want their vote and no doubt they'll elect me. Cause I'm still a young man. I have no fear that these fools will reject me, cause everyone understands. I represent everything they believe in. When it all costs, yeah, that's something to believe in. They love that rosette, but they know that they vote for this man. Yes, I'm looking like the everyday man. Looking like the everyday man. John, you can be better than. You can be better than. You can be better than.
I'd like to state my bias towards many things that affect our lives in our communities and on our home planet Earth. My sincere belief is that we don't get there until we all get there. My support and attention generally goes towards like-minded individuals, although I support the right to be heard from a wide range of views. What I don't support are opinions presented as facts and cherry-picked news bites extrapolated into unsubstantiated theories. I would also choose science over religion on any given day. Knowledge is power. Beliefs can have dire consequences. I've been called a woke-tard, a lefty, and a socialist libtard. I take those intended slurs as compliments. If wanting a clean world, stable climate, and a level playing field is threatening to some, then Houston, you have a problem.
So with so much negativity on the airwaves these days, I thought we'd share a little bit of positivity. A song called Yeah, Yeah, Yeah from Candy Duffer, one of the sexiest people I can think of.
Everybody, how you doing, man? I haven't seen you in a year. Hey. Y'all ready for Friday? Yeah.
yes to everything. Well, that's all the beautiful things in life.
Yeah. Hey, now, we've got this thing coming up on the 16th of September at the Ruby Bay store, and I'm going to be one of the artists on this songwriter showcase. So this next track is a track that I recorded at home a couple of weeks back, and I thought I'd put that here into the mix, get an idea what my sound is like. This is a bit of a love song I wrote a long time ago. And after this song, this is called Priestess, we'll have a bit of a chat about the Ruby Bay store.
Sound. to see, like how I could be loved again, what it is to be a friend, turning, spinning in the breeze, and acting on the love that she sees, singing for the birds in the trees, all the creatures in the seas, stars of wood and round the floor, makes the music so much more, so fulfilling in my breast, she's years ahead of all.
So, Saturday, September the 16th at the Ruby Bay Store, just out of Mapua, is a singer-songwriter showcase, and we will have KC, Flo Pauls, and yours truly on the bill on the night, and I've got with me Chrissy Small, who is the driving force behind the Ruby Bay Store these days, and thought she might tell us a little bit about what's going on over there, and take it away, Chrissy.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on the show, Harmony. Look, it's an exciting wee venture. It was a concept that came about in part thanks to COVID, actually, to provide a small intimate space for performers and audience alike. So it's a great little venue. We're in the process of we've got the cafe just about ready to up and run. We hope to maybe put in a wee gallery out the back and do some gardening, so we've got a nice garden space outside, and of course there's a walking track to the beach just on the other side of the property, so it's a really cool little place and friendly, and yeah.
I got to say, it's a really warm environment too. I mean, it's plush and velvety, as I can say. This is a theater.
Yeah.
And
we were gifted the seats from Timaru's Theatre Royal, and so all we had to do was pay for them to be brought up to the Ruby Bay Store. And of course, we kept the name the Ruby Bay Store. Everyone knows it for its 27 flavours of ice cream or whatever it used to be known as. But of course, it's gone under different through different stages since it was the Ruby Bay Dairy. It's been a plant wholesaler's, and then it was a florist's there for a while. Then Cyclone Fihi went through the whole place because all the water came down through the walkway track. It was the lowest point of entry for the whole beach. So, and unfortunately, we were right on at the point of that flow of water. So since then, of course, the track's been lifted up, which has been good.
And this is the old coast road, isn't it?
That's right. It's the wonderful visual road. I call it the the
scenic route.
Scenic route, yeah. That's what they call it. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's right. And since they've reopened the Cliff Road, of course, that's made it even better for our locals because, yeah, otherwise we were all kind of stuck trying to get out of the place.
And I got to say, there's been some really, really fine entertainment going on there, some quality stuff. So, you know, do yourself a favor and go check out the Ruby Bay store. And if you want to come on the 16th, all the better.
Yeah, do.
At 7 o'clock.
Come and support our local artists. This is what the store's all about, is giving a place for our wonderful talent to be showcased. And that's why we have the Singer-Songwriter Showcase. Now, I'm really excited about these guys. We've got KC, who has just won her solo section in her school show. Well, it's Talent Quest, yeah. And honestly, she sounds so much more mature than her young years, and her songwriting abilities are phenomenal, and I think she's one that we need to watch for success.
I agree. And she'll be at the Motueka AMP show this year as well.
Oh, that's great. That's great, yeah. So we need the support for the young artists like KC. So if you're a young person and you want to come along, do come along. It was a $20 cover charge, but we're just going to do Koha. This is because we just want people to come and see these guys and appreciate what we have on our own doorstep. We have Flo Pauls, of course. He's from the Riverside community. Flo is an amazing talent as well. He is a loop pedal artist, and honestly, his songs are from the heart. So you really can't get much better than what we've got on offer for that night, with Harmony as well. Harmony, the tunesmith, is amazing. And we hear him at the market, but we know that he is much more than just the cover songs. He has got a wealth of his own music going on there. So do come and check out those wonderful satirical songs too that Harmony has up his sleeve. He's a great one to not mince his words in so many tunes.
Oh, you're embarrassing me now.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, come on. Look, he's great. And he's such a local character here, folks. So do come and show your support for these wonderful three artists on the 16th of September, kicking off at 7 o'clock at the Ruby Bay store. If you haven't been there, this is an ideal opportunity to come and check it out, because it's really cool. And, you know, it was made for you. So do come and check it out.
Yay. Yeah, yeah.
So there it is, our show for this week. And a big thank you and shout out to our guests, our wonderful sponsors, Taste of Turkey, Motueka's traditional Turkish kitchen at 92 High Street, in the best wheat town here in the Nelson-Tasman region, and the Motueka AMP show, Saturday, 2nd of December, 2023, at our own Marchwood Park. And of course, to you, the audience here at Fresh FM, 104.8 FM in Nelson-Tasman, 107.2 FM in the Nelson CBD, 95.0 FM in Eastern Golden Bay, and 88.9 FM in Marlboro. These shows repeat the following week of broadcast and can also be found by going to freshfm.net and search Hatu in the House, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google, or iHeartRadio. Takite ano.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.